Welcome back to another episode of Pass the Rock. I'm your host, Rock Riffit. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Elijah Ennis.
Hello.
Jason Brown.
Yo.
And Brody West.
Hello, hello, hello.
Well, I'm going to turn him up a little bit. All right, so a lot of news, a lot of stuff going around. Biggest thing to talk about first is the new stuff about resting players.
And I got the news up here for you guys.
Okay, newsman Elijah.
I'm going to bring up the new rules for you. So number one, no more than one star player is unavailable for the same game. So basically what that means is a star player who has basically been in either an all-star team, all-star game, or all-NBA in the past three seasons is considered a star player, basically. Number two, teams must ensure that star players are available for national TV and in-season tournament games. And the number three rule is teams must maintain a balance between the number of one-game absence for a star player in the home games and road games, with a preference for those absences to happen in home games. Number four, teams must refrain from any long-term shutdowns or near shutdowns when a star player stops participating in games or play in a materially reduced role in circumstances affecting the integrity of the game. Number five, teams must ensure that healthy players resting for a game are present and visible to fans. And the league honors requirement is when players played at least 65 regular season games to be able to be required in any type of awards. Number two, the player played in at least 62 regular season games, suffered a season-ending injury, and played in at least 85% of regular season games played by his team prior to the player suffering said injury. And the fine system is changed. So number one, $100,000 fine for the first violation, and $250,000 fine for the second violation, and then a $1.25 million fine for the third violation. A team will be fined $1 million more than its previous penalty for any violation beyond the third.
Expectations:
the NBA will allow pre-approved designated back-to-back allowances for players who are 35 year old in opening night or career workloads are over 34,000 regular season minutes or 1,000 regular season and playoff games combined. So basically, like, LeBron James can, like, he doesn't have to play in the opening week or season. So that's basically how it breaks down for the new rules.
I think the new rules are kind of like, I don't know, it doesn't make sense.
I mean, you definitely want them playing. Like, there's been a lot of star players recently that have just been sitting out, like, resting for tournament games or something,
the
or
Clippers.
Trying to drop
this is to show why the players cannot sit out for the in-game season tournament. This makes them not sit out, because if you sit out during the in-season game tournament, you get fined. And, you know, three fines can add up to $1 million.
That's a lot of money.
Well, when we first started talking about the in-season tournament, our main problem was if it's going to be competitive. I think this is a great way to make it competitive.
This is going to be a great way to make it competitive, because do people want to lose money just because they don't play?
No.
So, what you're going to do, you're going to force them to play. And this is also going to make the Clippers situation a bit better, because they love just sitting out Kawhi Leonard and PG at the same time.
But look, though, hear me out, though. Listen. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, you make the playoffs, right?
Uh huh.
There's no need for you to keep playing your star players. You just have the bench play the game, play the guys who really don't play as much.
But then this is what they say. They say you can rest your players. They ain't say you just can't. They just need they can't take like multiple back to back games rest. Like,
you also can't have more than like one or two.
Exactly. They can take one day off and then come back next game play, and then right, take another game off and then come back play again.
Like, you can have Steph, Draymond, and Curry on the bench on one night, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You can only have, like, Steph
on the bench. Wait, did I say Steph, Draymond, Curry? Yeah. Well, Steph made the All-Star team.
Draymond.
This is past 3 years.
So, oh, past three seasons. So,
2020, right? Yeah.
Steph is so, the only Steph and
Clay made an All-NBA team, I think, 20.
No, 20. This is 2020.
So Steph. CP and Steph couldn't sit on the same night.
Yep. So, Steph Curry and Chris Paul cannot sit out on the same night.
Neither could Draymond.
Draymond never made an All-NBA All-Star in the past three seasons.
Who did the Suns have that are All-Stars?
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant,
Devin Booker, and Bradley. Bradley Beal.
Do they have anyone else? I thought they had like one more.
No, you said you. Well, DeAndre Ayton. DeAndre Ayton never made an All NBA or All Star team, so.
So. But like people like Ben Simmons who made it in 2020. All-Star team in 2020.
Well, technically, the 2020 season don't count. It's the 2021 season when it counts for the last 3 years because we're now in the 2024 season.
Okay, so, okay, it will still be that. Okay, I see what you're saying now. Okay, that makes sense now because...
It's like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown can't sit out on the same night.
Yeah, they can't sit out. They usually don't. It's either one of them are playing.
Yeah.
I think the main focus is going to be like the Clippers team.
Yeah.
Clippers team.
Yeah, that's Lakers. Definitely because their main focus is Kawhi and Paul George, basically. I mean, that's what their whole team is built around, and they both barely even play, and then when they do play, they get hurt unexpectedly.
There were so many instances last year where fans would show up and be like, this is like my first time ever seeing Jimmy Butler.
It's
my first time seeing Jimmy Butler play, and then they figure out like, oh, Jimmy Butler's not playing tonight.
I did that once. Like, I went to the Pacers game with my grandma, right? And I'm thinking, I'm finna see Kyrie, Katie, James. I think it was James Harden.
Yeah.
Man, Kyrie, nowhere to be found. Katie, nowhere to be found. James Harden, nowhere to be found. The stadium was practically empty. And I'm like, I'm excited. And I'm thinking, I'm finna see Kyrie do some little in between the legs. Where's he at? Nowhere to be found. So,
yeah, I see why they do it now. Take advantage of that stuff too, I think.
And the fines wasn't even like that. They're like, they wasn't even $100,000.
Right.
The fines was like basically like $10,000.
Right.
The fines were nothing. They were not stopping it.
But what is Brooklyn? Not Brooklyn. What does Portland do?
Well, Portland has Damian Lillard.
That's it. All they got is okay. Maybe Sheridan Sharp. Maybe
Sheridan. Who is Sheridan? Sheridan Sharp is a retired football player.
Shaded, my bad. I'm tripping. Wait. No. We're not finna do this last year. No.
Sheridan Sharp is a retired football player who is now
Shannon. Thank you. So like I said.
You said Sheridan though.
Does he not play for the
There's a Sharp on there's a Shaden Sharp on.
Okay, but he says Sheridan Sharp.
Alright, my bad. My bad. But he still knew what I meant though.
Yeah.
I just have to correct
Anthony
you. Anthony
Simons
is
on the team. I don't know. He might have made an All-Star game.
No, never.
Never?
Never.
Okay, maybe he might have made the...
Never made an All-NBA team.
What's that thing called? It's not the All-Star game. It's like the JV.
The Rising Stars
game? Yeah, the Rising Stars.
It said only All-Star and All-NBA team.
Okay, so he's cool.
So, like, Tyrese Halliburton can't sit out for more than two games. More than one game at night.
Yeah.
He was All-Star last year.
Yeah. Basically, yep. Holiday.
Kyrie couldn't do it. Luka couldn't do it.
Can't do it on the same night.
John Morant couldn't do it.
Nope.
Bron couldn't do it. Ooh, uh-oh.
Actually, Bron actually can because, like we talked about earlier.
He has 1,000 games.
He has over 1,000 games, and he's over the age of 35, and he has played over 34,000 minutes in the regular season. So, basically, he can set out a lot during the season because of his rising age.
Right. It's a good system. I think if it's done well, it can be or done very well, and I think it'll be help the league a lot with viewers. They're trying to get a media deal done, a TV deal done. So they want all their players on the court to boost their value because I think they're doing a media deal TV deal in 2024-2025 season. Get new rights somewhere. I don't know. And then the USA basketball team. We can talk about that and how many people have already committed.
Uh-oh. LeBron did finally assemble the Avengers.
Yep.
He didn't call up his homeboys. He got mad. Dylan Brooks dropped 39 points. He got mad. He was mad.
Hey, man, you know, when the USA don't put his best players, you know, the USA really, they really could have won that, personally.
Easily.
They really could have won that. I don't know what they was doing, but they didn't put their best players out there. I mean, no All-Stars. I mean, those are great players. Don't get me wrong.
No, Tyrese Halliburton was an All-Star.
Well, he was an All-Star sub in, but...
He made the All-Star team.
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
And so did Anthony Edwards.
No, he never made an All-Star team.
Yes, he did.
He made it last year.
Oh, yeah. He was a sub. I really don't like to count subbins. I really don't.
So, what you want, starters only?
No, like people that sub in for people places that was injured that was supposed to play in the All-Star game.
Tyrese Haliburton made it clean.
Tyrese did, but Anthony Edwards did not.
LaMelo Ball didn't do it. LaMelo Ball did it in 2022 over who it was. I think it was
KD.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Speaking of LaMelo, he couldn't do it either.
What do you mean?
The sit out thing.
He couldn't do it. He can't do it, but he was hurt. And there was a reason why he sat out because he was injured.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the one thing I'm scared about with like that rule change and all that, I'm just scared like the star players' workload might get overdone.
Nah.
I mean, they're not overdone right now, but like if injuries add up,
like I promise you, bro, people played over 75 games, over 70 games. Like if you really look at it, there's players that barely play over 60 games now. Like literally, like I would probably say Jokic, Giannis,
Butler.
Probably one of the few players I see that actually play over 65 games and still make the playoffs. Jason Tatum, too, and Jaylen Brown. Like, they literally play all their games.
De'Aaron Fox.
Stephen Curry. Fox.
How many All-Stars on that Kings team? Sabonis, Fox.
Sabonis was he an All-Star in the past year? I don't think he was.
He was.
No, yeah, I think it was last year.
Last year.
So, two? I think it's only two.
Last year, the year before that, his last year as a Pacer.
Nah. Garbage.
maybe. No. Nobody else. Yeah, nobody else yet.
That's really it.
Keegan Murray, I think, could be an All-Star, though.
I don't know. I don't know about Keegan Murray. I feel like he could be a solid role player. Like, but I don't. All-Star is kind of a stretch. Don't you think?
What?
That Keegan Murray can be an All-Star.
I mean, I don't think this year I don't see it happening, but I could see it potentially in the future.
Keegan Murray is definitely not going to be an All-Star.
Thank you.
One, it's too many players. Still too many good players. So many great players in the NBA. Like he has a role on the team. He has a Michael Porter Jr. role on the team. He shoots and he defends, basically. You know what I'm saying? He spread the floor out.
But can MPJ defend?
Yes, and so can Keegan Murray.
Elijah, I'm gonna ask that question one more time. Can Michael Porter Jr. defend the basketball?
I feel like Michael Porter Jr. is a great perimeter defender. 6'10". He's very fast for a big guy. And he's like, bro, and he gets and his wingspan. Like, dude, he's a great defender, personally, in my opinion. From what I've seen, he's a good defender. And I watched the Denver Nuggets. I watched him had a shooting slump, but on the defensive side, he made it up. I'll tell you that one.
Okay. I just, like, I didn't see him do nothing in the finals. You see what I mean?
I told you that. Like, he didn't shoot as he wanted to, but he made it up on the defensive side, like the whole Denver Nuggets team did. Everybody made it up on the defensive side. KCP, Latavius Caldwell-Pope, Jamal Murray. Latavius Caldwell-Pope plays such a great defense. I feel like that's one of his underrated part of his game. Everybody thinks of him as a sharpshooter in the corner, but he's a great defender.
Speaking about the Nuggets, did y'all know that Christian Braun is one of the only NBA players to win a high school state championship, then go to Kansas, win a national championship, then win the NBA Finals?
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the path takes you is good for you.
Hey, that's crazy. That's crazy.
It's a wild record to hold. That's a dub at all levels. Like, you was the best at all levels.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you really was. Elijah Ennis.
What?
I got a question for you.
What's up, Jason Brown?
Who is the best player in the world right now? Right now.
Nikola Jokic.
Okay. Rock?
That's a great question. I think it has to be Tyrese Haliburton.
All right, okay. Brody West.
Best player in the world.
Actually, I changed my answer.
Uh-oh.
I think the most skilled player in the world is Luka Doncic.
No. Oh, I said best, not skilled.
I'd still have to say Luka.
Okay, Luka?
Yeah.
Elijah?
I was thrown off by that Luka one, but I changed my answer, and I'm about to go with...
Don't even do this.
You're going to say Bron.
Don't do it.
I knew it. I see.
No, I know what he's saying. He's not thinking Bron. I know what he's thinking.
I'm going to have to go with Lonzo Ball, baby. Let's go Big Baller Brand, baby. Club it up, baby. Let's go Big Baller Brand.
No. What?
LiAngelo better.
Oh.
LiAngelo needs to make the league.
Bro, he is not. Like, oh my goodness. You had the most set up path for your life. Your brother got into the college. You have the money. You do not need to
steal.
He had his entire life ahead of him.
He had his entire life. Hey, man, you know what? But sometimes he almost had it, bro. That Charlotte G League spot, he almost had it.
That was just for clout. They didn't really want him.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, they did it for the
trolls. Now he got a baby on the way.
Whoa, he got a baby?
Yeah. With an Instagram model.
I don't understand. Why do NBA players always go for the IG models?
Some NBA players with their high school hearts, like LeBron, Draymond, or their college hearts, like Stephen Curry.
Look at Curry, man. So inspirational.
There's a lot of people with their high school. Tyrese Haliburton and his girlfriend. Trae Young and his girlfriend. Well, his wife now. They got married.
Trae Young got a wife?
Yeah, he got married this summer.
For real?
Yeah. Joel Embiid was there, which is crazy. It's funny. Huh?
Why?
Wait, no. Joel Embiid got married the same day as Trae Young.
Oh.
That's crazy. I feel like that's got to be the most intentional.
Nah.
Why do you say that for?
You can't avoid that day. Like, I feel like that's something that people want to attend. Like, might want to go to both, you know?
Yeah, but, like, at the same time, they probably have weddings in two different areas, so you can't go to both.
True.
But you could have them on different days, so you could go to both.
It was just probably we don't know. They probably wanted to do it. Probably, I don't know. Listen, it's not something like it. I don't know what's going on in their head.
Secret beef?
Secret beef?
No.
Ever since Trae Young dropped them off to go to the Eastern Conference Final that one year, I don't know.
I don't know. Just hear my thoughts. Maybe they did it out of brotherly love. You know what I mean? You see, my boy Trae finna get married, so I'm gonna get married. You see what I mean? On the same day, you know, so they both can have that same, you know, mutual. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Speaking of IG models, Zion Williamson. I mean, I wouldn't say she's an IG model, but you know.
We need chill out here just a little.
You said what, buddy?
You need to chill out.
Chill out? My bad.
Uh-oh, breaking news. Are you ready?
Yeah.
KPJ.
How are we talking about? Oh, my God.
Kevin Porter Jr.
Kevin Porter Jr. was actually
arrested.
He was arrested?
He was arrested.
KPJ was arrested?
He was arrested for physical abuse.
Oh, my.
And strangling his girlfriend.
No. Look it up. Kevin Porter Jr. was abusing his girlfriend.
What? Yep. And now I think the Rockets might release him and his contract because the Rockets were smart. Like the Rockets made his contracts for if anything bad can happen, they can keep the rest of the money that they haven't paid him.
Actually, no, they have to pay him.
No, they don't.
They owe him $16 million. They have to.
They have a special contract, they only have to keep the contract for 1 year. So they have to pay him $15 million. Then they can cancel it anytime after that.
Yeah. So, but still, they have to pay him $16 million.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. That's how. No,
if they release him, they already say it. If it's already been said, if they release him, they have to pay him $16 million, regardless. That's in his contract because he was guaranteed $16 million.
But. The contract, something in that contract says if anything happens, they can always cancel it.
They can always release him, but they still owe him the money.
No, they don't.
Just like how you remember how Luol Deng had a season career injury?
For what team?
His career injury.
For what team?
For the Lakers.
What was that, 18? 18,
and 19? He was on about $120 million, 6-5-year contract. And that contract did not end until last year.
Okay, but we're talking about the Los Angeles Lakers. They got money.
They couldn't sign anybody because they was in that depth of that contract.
I don't know.
They couldn't give anybody no money.
He was on his way to averaging 20-25. I mean, his stats from his first year were 10 points, and he's got all the way up to 19, and he progressed slowly over that, but he's got to 19 this season. He could have, if he didn't reach dealer, I don't know, we'll see what the trial holds, but if he's found guilty, he derailed his whole career just then. Just because of stupid decisions.
Hey, hear me out. For the trolls. The Charlotte Hornets looking good. The Charlotte Hornets might as well go ahead and sign him.
Hold up. But Miles Bridges was found innocent.
He was, yeah.
So you can't really say that. Oh, he was found innocent and she lied.
I just like the Charlotte Hornets. It's a great team for NBA drama.
Right.
Not really.
Between PJ Washington.
Oh, baby mama problems. That's the whole 2019 class, if we think about it. That's the whole 2019 class. We got Zion Williamson, John Morant wannabe some. We got RJ Barrett just being RJ Barrett. We got, what were we talking about? PJ Washington, Jordan Poole getting knocked out by Draymond Green. And then, what else that happened that draft class? Who else? And then.
Was KPJ in that draft
class? Yes, he was.
Yeah,
he was drafted by the Cavaliers.
Yeah, 1920.
No, that's so crazy.
That was a wild draft class.
That's going to go down as the funniest draft class ever.
Just straight trolling.
I don't know, man. There's something wrong with that draft class. That money gets to your head.
Start making you do actions, things you ain't never did before.
I think the only person I'll pull out of that is probably Jordan out of that group. I think Jordan will do well this year.
You said what?
I think Jordan Poole will do well this year.
Oh, definitely. Washington. He's going to have a great role this year. I mean, I love Jordan Poole.
Him and Kuzma. I don't know. Hey, uh-oh. Early prediction? Him and Kuzma might do something this year.
Playing. I can see playing.
I can see playing. Aspirations, yeah.
What?
It's a possibility.
For real? Really?
Maybe.
Yeah. If they mesh well together.
But like,
I can see playing.
But their games are so different from each other. I feel like he also don't got that
mentorship. I mean, of course their games are so different from each other. Jordan Poole is like a 6'5 guard who's going to score the ball. And then Kyle Kuzma.
He's
6'3.
He's 6'3? I don't think he's 6'5.
He's taller than Stephen Curry.
Curry's only 6'3", 6'4".
Stephen Curry's
He's right. around Draymond Green's height. I mean, not Draymond. Klay Thompson's height.
So that's like 6'5", 6'6"?
That's 6'5", I think.
Yeah, because I think Klay Thompson's 6'7", 6'6", something like that.
Yeah, but...
He's 6'4".
He's 6'4"? 6'4", 6'5".
Not ridiculous. Still pretty tall.
What was I saying? No, Kyle Kuzma, he's the guy that can score the ball, get the board, you know, basically do everything you want for a big guy at his size, ball handling, scoring.
They got Tyus Jones, too.
They do got Tyus Jones. You know, he's been in the league for almost a decade now.
Really?
I think so.
Tyus Jones.
I think Tyus Jones.
The Jones brothers, Tyus Jones, Trey Jones. Shout out Trey Jones from Duke.
What team does he play on?
The Spurs.
Oh, I'm tripping.
He's going to play with Victor Wembanyama.
I feel like he's overrated.
You said this multiple times now, Jason.
He's overrated.
I mean, not really.
He looks like he's flexible, so it's looking like he does.
He's very flexible, bro. That's crazy.
Did you see that one Instagram video?
That's crazy. Oh, I ain't never seen nobody that flex that long and flexible is crazy.
He was doing splits.
He was bringing
his... He bent like in half, bro.
Literally, bro. It's crazy. I ain't never seen somebody that flexible before.
But hear me out, though. Let a grown man like Joel Embiid play against him. He gonna bully him.
I mean, but you got to understand that Victor also has an outside game.
Embiid can't guard him the same.
And he's faster.
Lighter on his feet.
And he can dribble.
He can't dribble.
So y'all trying to say that this man is a 7'7" demigod in 2K?
Yes.
Crazy.
I guess you can really say that. Yeah. The man got contact dunks and everything.
And he do work on the defensive end.
And he do work on the defense. Like, I will not take the ball up on him regardless.
He gets a block almost every time.
Literally.
Yeah, he was going up against guys that were pretty big in the summer.
Hey, but shout out to Chet Holmgren. I still got Chet Holmgren winning Rookie of the Year.
Okay. He's not a rookie. Okay, he's not a rookie. I don't know why the NBA classifies him as a rookie.
If you had a season injury before you got to play your first regular season game, you are still counted as a rookie because you never played.
But nobody told you to go full on trial. It doesn't matter. Game against LeBron James.
It doesn't matter what nobody told him to do or what injury happened. He's still a rookie. Ben Simmons got hurt his first when he got drafted, and then the next season after, he won Rookie of the Year. Literally what happened to Ben Simmons.
Okay, so you're putting Chet Holmgren in the 2022-2023 rookie class.
I mean, in the way
just terms the question. Just ask the question.
Yes.
Wow.
He was drafted way before him, but hey, Rookie of the Year, what happens is what happens. You can't change what the NBA rules are.
Do you guys want to hear what the multiple star teams are who could be affected by this rule?
I would believe the Clippers.
No, Celtics, 76ers, Warriors, Clippers, Lakers, Suns, Kings, Grizzlies, Bulls, Cavaliers, Bucks, Hawks, Heat, Timberwolves, Mavericks.
What are we talking about?
The rule. The new rule.
He's talking about the rule and the teams that made the playoffs. That's what I think.
Okay.
People with multiple stars.
Basically, the teams that made the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay. I had a question for you. Elijah and Brody, are y'all ready?
What? Yeah.
Okay. On a grading scale, what would you predict Victor's overall first season?
Like his whole season? Like
his first?
A+, A-.
Yeah. Like on a grading scale.
I'm giving B+.
B+?
A-.
I got some high expectations for him.
I mean, everybody does, don't they?
Don't say everybody. I'm saying, I'm giving this man a C+, at best.
I think he can bring the Spurs to the play-in, personally.
Easily. I feel like he could really show himself and prove himself this season. I have him at B+.
I mean, you saw
A-.
You saw what Luka came in and did.
I mean, literally, and then bringing in Chet Holmgren for the OKC Thunder can, like, change their whole roster. Now they actually have a big man. Right. Literally.
Unlike Dwight Powell.
Well, Chet Holmgren isn't your traditional big man. I don't feel like he'll really...
Yeah, but, like, he isn't your traditional, but he can basically do everything. I mean, the man's a shot blocker. The man can shoot. He can spread the floor. He can finish in the inside. Like, they're basically what the Rockets basically needed. Because they didn't have no defender for the paint, literally. They didn't have no rebounder.
Okay, so back when Brody said Dwight Powell a few seconds ago, Dallas Mavericks just keep on messing up my playoffs hope, man. They just keep messing up. Why are we trading? No, correction. Why are we releasing JaVale McGee?
Because you're not going to give him the money that he wants, and then somebody else is going to give him the money that he wants and where he wants to play. So it's the business. So it's what happens.
Why is Mark Cuban still trying to give hope to Dwight Powell? He's trash. He is garbage. Why is he still trying to do that?
Because he's a multi-billionaire who thinks he will never lose money, and he's going to lose the team one day because his team will not win another championship in the whole NBA single franchise.
I mean, releasing the wrong player.
But JaVale McGee is, like, almost pushing 40. He's literally, like, pushing 40, and he's, like, 7 foot tall.
Okay, but he can still have the Andre Iguodala role. Mentor that rookie. Right or wrong?
That's, like, literally a waste of cash space, personally, in my opinion. Andre Iguodala is retired, so...
That still doesn't matter. Andre Iguodala still did that mentoring role, right or wrong?
But he did not play any minutes.
It don't matter.
He did not really help the team.
Actually, he did play a little bit of minutes, but
he played like 2 minutes a game.
2 minutes is still 2 minutes, right or wrong.
2 minutes is like averaging like 0.2 points a game.
It's not much, but for the last little bit of news here, The final thing is the Mac McClung to the Orlando Magic.
That is a waste of time and a horrible signing. I mean, personally, too many point guards.
Who cares? Like, what you mean? Who
nobody
cares?
Really cares.
He's not going to play.
No, but he's not going to play. Nobody really cares.
He's not going to play.
He's not
going to
play. They have too many guards.
Man.
He's not ever going to see the court.
I think because of that signing, the Orlando Magic are basically saying they want to make moves, and I think they're going to make roster changes and he might get a chance.
Right back to the G League. I promise you that he is. Yep.
No, he's not. Listen. They got Cole.
Did they
Anthony.
Give him an NBA contract? What's his contract?
It's an NBA contract.
Is it G League? Is it G League?
It's an NBA contract, but they can still send him down to the G League. Regardless.
He's
going to
be in the G League.
No, man. Listen. Yeah. They got Jalen Suggs, Cole Anthony. Who else?
You draft a guard.
Anthony Black, I think.
Matt McClung.
And Matt. Okay, listen.
That's four guards.
Listen, that's not too much.
He can get some new minutes, get some on the court.
Cole
time.
Anthony.
What, 5 minutes?
Markelle Fultz.
No, he could get an easy 10,
yeah,
15.
Yeah, listen.
But he's 20 on a good night.
Let me finish.
One or two injuries.
They don't get injured, bro.
Just let me finish. Look. Jalen Suggs and Cole Anthony, starters, right? Can we all four agree on that?
Okay. And then Anthony Black and Markelle Fultz coming off the bench.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
And first of all, Markelle Fultz is the starting point guard.
So you're telling me it's Markelle Fultz, Cole Anthony, and Jalen Suggs 1, 2, and 3?
It's Markelle Fultz. Cole Anthony is the shooting guard.
And Jalen Suggs at the 3?
No. Why would they put Jalen Suggs at the 3? They have their European forward, Franz Wagner. Are you serious, bro?
At the 4. Okay.
No. Why would they put him at the 4?
Then where's Jalen Suggs?
You have Bencaro.
Okay,
you have Bencaro. Why would you do that?
You're telling me Jalen Suggs is
coming
off the bench?
He's going to be coming off the bench.
Oh, no, you're crazy. You're telling me Jalen Suggs on the bench?
He did it last season.
Elijah Ennis, shut up. You're lying to yourself.
He played 11.
Elijah Ennis, you're lying to yourself.
Holy Jesus.
That sounds like the show for today. I hope y'all have a great rest of the day.
Holy.
No.